I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. Welcome to Business of Brands podcast. Our guest today is Ms. Malini Arora, who is the director and founder of Panchatattva Healing Studio as well as the Om Spiritual Store in Ghaziabad. The studio is known for integrating several holistic therapies in order to resolve several mental, physical, and spiritual issues and create solutions that are quick, economical, and long-lasting. Ms. Malini has been a professional tarot card reader, crystal healer, vastu consultant, and a life coach for over 20 years now. She has a deep interest in the mystical and the magical. True to her profession, she is calm, composed, and committed. Ma'am, I welcome you to this podcast. So tell us something about your educational and cultural background. What led you to this field where you are today?
I really want to thank the GCafe for giving opportunity. I am a science student, but always have bent towards the spiritual field. And what led me, Shruti, to come to this field is the magic, which I experienced because when I was in my teenage, I used to fall sick due to low immunity. And I have gone through many treatments, allopathic, homeopathic, Ayurvedic, but nothing was working with me. Then one day, my sis friend was doing some astrologer. And we were there in Mehrauli. He saw my kundli and checked my hands. And he guided me that I am suffering from navel displacement. And due to that, I was suffering from a lot of issues. I was so shocked after hearing this. Because before that, I have never heard about the navel thing. I got treated by him and was perfectly fine. And from there, my journey started. So I thought of learning and guiding others. And approximately under his guidance, I learn at least 6 months and I get the opportunity to be there. I used to go from Pashim Vihar to Mehrauli and it took me 3 hours journey to reach to there. Because his condition was one that you have to come over there. And a lot of people is suffering these kind of issues, but nobody is aware about this, that something is distract, like navel displacement, can just or make them suffer so much. So I'm not even proper guidance at that time. So I learned a lot of things and just thought about it to make my profession. And that's it.
I must say that is really challenging. So would you like to run us through a day in your life? Maybe tell us about your work or your lifestyle. What does a regular day in your life look like?
As a healer, my day starts with gratitude at 5 a.m. First thing, I take bath and then lit daya and ready for my studio. I have to reach till 7 a.m. to my studio for my yoga classes. Then till 12 p.m., I end up with the yoga classes. I have my appointments for healings, numerology, tarot consultancy till 2:30 p.m. Then comes about the lunch time and rest till 4:30 p.m. I'm tied with organization as a meditation teacher in evening 4:30 to 5:30 and rest with my appointments till 6:30 p.m. I reach home by 7 p.m. and then I cook some time for my family and I enjoy my family time. Then before going to bed, 30 minutes meditation for myself. That's how I end up my day.
Would you like to share the perks and challenges of being in this profession that you're in?
Shruti, as a holistic healer, that means creating an awareness toward your own self and what people think that if we go to the healer, he or she should do magic. And that's the biggest challenge we face. Because they don't understand the magic is when we create an awareness and then understand why this problem is with us. So if you want to understand, you have to build up the connection with your own self. And then you have the awareness how we automatically healed. Then we know our mental, emotional, spiritual and physical level. And the next challenge people come to us when there are no alternative, because still holistic healing has not been approved by the government. This should be first treatment that the person should take, because through this we take care of mind, body and soul. And if I talk about the personal level, so we get very less time for personal life. We are into the humanitarian field and then we have to do lots of compromise here. As an individual, I love my field and I enjoy every working, even working from morning till evening. Sometimes even I am not able to see sun and I forgot how the day ended. It gives me happiness when through God blessings I could able to heal someone and they bless me. That gives me the satisfaction.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. It's a very interesting and responsible field that you're in. Would you like to share any amusing anecdotes with our listeners?
There are many stories. I'm now confused which one to share. But yeah, I can tell you that being a Vastu consultant, I go for visiting a house and see the energy level. So once I was having an appointment in Delhi, and when I reached there, I saw the house. As per the house energy and the directions, I told my client that entire house is suffering from their stomach issues. They asked, "How come you know, ma'am?" So I told them the fire element was not in the right direction and they might be having arguments. No one will listen and agree to each other. And they were shocked. And then I guided the remedy for it after everyone was fine and they thought it's a miracle. But it was a very scientific thing that every element has to place on its right direction. Then only you create the balance, energy, and that how you prosper and stay happy. Sometimes lots of my clients see me and give me the feedback. "Ma'am, you did tarot numerology consultancy of mine. As you said, the things exactly that things happened with me." But I think it's a blessings of the universe. When we sit on our seat, we just generalize ourselves. And that's how we guide to my clients.
What would be your final words for our audience who are looking forward to building a career in this field?
Yeah, Shruti. My final words for my audience. If you are really fascinated toward this career and you are thinking to build a career, then do your work with honesty. That your client does not depend upon you. You should make your client independent. Show the path and allow her or him to walk on that. Holistic or any healing modality, the first thumb rule is we must have trust on our healer. And that comes with the right intent. And the last thing, as a healer, we are only the media. This universe has blessed us with this energy and guidance. So we are using it. So don't take a credit of it. Thank you. And I wish that we all develop love and gratitude towards each other. So we are happy and enjoy the life to the maximum.
With this, we come to the end of this episode of Hear Me Out. Thank you, dear listeners, for stopping by. I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast.